earliest carnival parades in the 1800s took place after dark with the intent of increasing the mystical qualities of anonymous masked riders and their elaborately themed floats pulled by mules. Flambeaux, from the French word flambé, meaning flame, were the favored method of illuminating a parade. The first flambeaux came in two forms, one being flares held high with metal rods, creating a flickering crimson glow while dripping exceedingly hot molten residue. These are still used during the Domino Ball procession and since 1868 by the Order of Myth surrounding their iconic emblem float. The other more complex flambeaux consisted of a metal cylinder full of liquid fuel at the top of a wooden pole, which allowed the fuel to slowly drip into the metal prongs with an open flame. If you've never seen one in person, slow down the next time you're in front of Ruth's Chris on Airport Boulevard and you'll see two, both of which operate with flames every evening. Hundreds of such flambeaux were used during the early parades in the 1800s, but the Infant Mystics raised the bar in 1874 by using calcium lighting. These incredibly bright lamps were invented for railroad locomotives and showered each float with a fantastical brilliance.
Each day through Ash Wednesday, I'll have a new Moon Pie Minute, focusing on the pageantry, revelry, and stories of Mardi Gras in South Alabama. If you missed one or just want to check out parade routes and times, visit fmtalk1065.com. I'm Stephen McNair, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.